We're starting from the Mishnah Baruch Chav Dalad Omid Beis. Elu Chayv Lahachas. We went through the things that you're allowed to keep. Now we go through the things that you must return. Matzah Peiros Bekli. So you find Peiros in a Kli. So the assumption is the Kli. Peiros don't have a simon on it per se. But any Kli, we assume, does have a simon. If the Peiros are in the Kli, then we assume that belongs to the Bala Kli. A Kli K'mayshua. Obviously, an empty Kli also, you'd have a simon in it. Moos Bekis. Money by itself would not have any simon on it, as we'll see throughout the daf today. But money in a wallet or a Kli, the Kli has a simon on it, so of course the Kli, the owner of the Kli, gets the money as well. A kishmashu, if you just find the wallet, obviously your wallet also would have a simon. Tzibure pairs, or tzibure mars, if they're piled up in a certain way, we'll see how they're piled up. So if they're piled up a certain way, money or pairs, that would also be a simon, because then you could say how they were piled up, etc. Shloishamat beis zavagavze. So if you have coins specifically piled up one on top of the other, and we'll see what that means in the Gemara, that would also count as a simon, and that would be you'd have to return it. Krichais berishus hayochid. So this is based on the Gemara we had earlier. If you have something wrapped up and it's in berishus hayochid, so then we discuss whether something was just a rabbim, the simon would be nidrus or not be nidrus, so that we discussed earlier. The kikari shabala bias, if kikari shabala bias, so that also we said ein maviran al oichlin, so over there they won't get stepped on. The gizei tzemer lekuchim v'suvun, if you have specific types of leather, not leather, wool, that had a purple color that was very unique and specific, so that itself would be a simon. Kada yayin v'kada shemen, that we talked about yesterday, we're talking about barrels that have some sort of simon on, has the roshum, it was open, closed, we discussed yesterday. Hare elu chayv lahachris, all these things have considered a simon. If they're a simon, the owner is not miyayish. Therefore, if you find them, of course, you have to return them. Says the Gemara. So the first halach in the Mishnah said, if you find the fruits in the kli, so at time of the matza peres bikli. If the man find the peres in the kli, umatza mos bikis. If the money was in the kis, ha kli the fun of peres. What if you found a kli, you found a wallet, and in front of it, not in it, but in front of it was money? Or you found a kli, you found a box, and in front of it, next to it, was fruits. What would that look like in that case? Well, if a pekis lefan of us, that would be mashma, harei l'shalai. The kli you have to return, of course, because it has a simon. But the money, you don't necessarily assume that the money or the peres came from that kli. If they're found in the kli, the Mishnah says, you have to return it together. But if they're not found in the kli, if it's found next to it, mashma of the Mishnah, lav dafka. So matanino al tarabana. It's exactly what we learned in a brisa. Matza kli ula fun of Paris, kis ula fun of Mos. If it's in front of it, not in it, then arelu shaloi. Then you could keep the money and you could keep the fruits. The kli you return, but the money and the fruits you assume maybe it fell from somebody else. Miktsasa mekli miktsasa agavikarko. Ooh, what about a case where there's some money in the wallet and other money in front of the wallet, or some money in the fruit box and some money next to, and some fruits next to it? So then miktsasa mekis miktsasa agavikarko. Then chayav lachris. Then we assume that since there are some fruits in the kli, then the fruits outside the kli mistum came from that box as well. And whoever owned the box owned the fruits in the box, and he also owned the fruits outside the box. So that's how so far we're differentiating. We have another price. So if you find something with the simon next to something without a simon, classic case is our example. If you have a kli, and next to the kli you have fruits. The kli has a simon, the fruits do not have a simon. What does the Braisa say? Chayv lachris on all of it. All of it, even the fruits next to the box, even though it's mashma, there's no, in the Braisa, there's no fruits in the box at all. You can ignore, you say, if you be chayv lachris or all of it. You assume it all came from the same person.
There's no simon on the fruit. What is happening?
Because we're assuming that the fruits came from the owner of the box.
Simon
on the box, you get the fruit. 100%. Just like we said in our Mishnah, if the fruits are in the box, the bala box gets the fruit. This price seems to say the same is true, even if they're not in, even if they're next to, which is exactly the opposite of where we were just medai. Bryce finishes off. If the owner of the box comes and gives a simon on the box, but he says, I don't know, the fruits have nothing to do with me, then then of course you could keep the fruits or whatever it is, shame by simon, because if it doesn't belong to the owner of the box, then it's just a regular dover shame by simon. You can do whatever you want with it. So it's a stira to the way we redact from our Mishnah. Some Rav Zvid like Kasha. He said it depends on the nature of what we're talking about over here. Habit kuva of a kitna, habit tzana of a peri. Are we talking about a basket that has kitna, like a flax or cotton of something in it? Or are we talking about something like fruit? What's the difference? So Rashi says right here, Rashi is a kuva kitna right across. Gigis like a barrel, mutelis upishtan lefanel, devadai hai pishtan, lav mi kuva nafal. All things being equal, we assume that what you found next to the box belongs to the owner of the box. But certain things, if they came from the box, there would be remnants of them back in the box. So, there'll be something in it. Vuadin Rashi says the kiss will fall of most by Taima. Not all the money necessarily falls out of it. Vadiktani chayev betzina upeira. Davidi desharki v'nafim in ayakula. Something big, something round, whatever you want to say, a box falls out, then all of it can fall out. So when it says you have to be chayev lahachzir, that is fruit. Fruit next to a box. We assume the fruit came from the box. If anything, everything we find next to a box we assume came from the box, unless we have an indication that it did not come from the box. And the fact that we don't see any remnants of the cotton or the straw, whatever it is in the box, we don't see any money whatsoever in this wallet, that is an indication the opposite, that it specifically did not come from the box, so we're switching the halacha totally. Till now, we assumed everything next to the box was not from the box. Now we're saying the opposite. Stam, everything next to a box is from the box, unless we have a positive or negative, however you want to look at it, indication that it did not come from the box. That's where Rav Zvid differentiates. So even though the Mishnah said peri, Rav Zvid said when it said peri, it doesn't mean peri. It means kitna. Different type of peri. It says you can use the word peri for kitna as well. Rav Papa Amar, hava betzina v'peri. They could both be talking about a box with fruits. Leikasha, the shtaiba midi, or leishtaiba midi. It's exactly the point. If you found some fruits back in the box, then we assume that everything next to it was also from the box. If all the fruits spilled out of the box, or not spilled out, but all the fruits were next to the box, then we can maybe assume that they came from different people. Is the opening of the box facing the fruits or facing away? If it's facing to the fruits, okay, then it's fairly reasonable to assume that the box knocked over and the fruits fell out of it, and therefore whoever owns the box owns the fruits. But if the opening of the box is facing away from the fruits, then the opposite, then it's very much an indication that these fruits did not come from this box. Both are talking about a situation where it was facing it. Is there a lip on the inside of the box? So if there's a lip on the inside of the box, then some of the fruits, one, two, should have not fallen out and should have been in the box. And if there's nothing in the box with a lip, that indicates to us that obviously these fruits did not come from the box. Whereas if there's no lip, then maybe the yes, maybe no, and that's why they go together. So we have many different reasons why you could differentiate between what's next to the box and what's in the box, or what's the money and the wallet, etc., based on these svaras of Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. The Mishnah continued, Tzipure Peris with Tzipure Mos. So now, what is the simon of? You said a bunch. Just a bunch of money or a bunch of peris. So what's the simon? Says Mama Shmamina, Minyanavi simon. The simon would be how many fruits, how much money it was over there. So Matani Tzibur Peris. Maybe it was just one, just like a big pile, but now you're saying something you can indicate. So then what would be the simon? Shmamina Makabavi simon. So if the money, if the count or the weight is not the simon, then it must be the place is the simon. You have to have some simon. Obviously, our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a simon. It's talking about Tani Tzibure Peris. Basically, the Bright Gemara is saying, we don't know from our Mishnah if the simon is the amount or if the simon is the place. It's got to be one of the two. But we can't, so we talked about both those shilas. We were pushing it, really. But the Gemara is saying, from here, we don't necessarily have a rye one way or the other, because it could be one, it could be minion, or it could be muck. Then the Mishnah talked about specifically coins. Okay, so I guess the most in the ratio is not talking about coins, because we'll see coins we treat somewhat differently. Here we're talking about other types of money, maybe gold or silver or something like that. Here we're talking about coins. So the Mishnah said, Shloshim adbeis ze al gav ze. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara, coins themselves don't have a simon. All coins look the same, right? Your quarter and my quarter and your shekel and my shekel all look exactly the same. And therefore, and the Gemara is going to say they're on a svara, even if you have your name written on the star, it's not a simon, because people pass money around all the time. So that's not an indication of anything. So what's the indication here? The simon would be that it was put down in a certain way. In other words, as the Gemara is going to explain, if we think that the coins fell from you, then it's very possible it's not a simon at all, because it fell out of your pocket. You don't necessarily even know how many they are. You're miyayish right away as soon as you feel in your kiss and feel the money's missing, and therefore that's not going to be any simon you lost. But if we can indicate to us somehow that this money was put there on purpose, and then the person forgot it, and then the person could come and give us a simon on what it looks like, the pile, if you put it there on purpose, that would already be a simon. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Shleshim ad beis, ze al gav ze. What does that mean, ze al gav ze? So Amri of Yitzchak, migadla o. That was seemingly his name, but some of the Mefarshim say he was called that because this is the only halacha we have quoted from him in Shas. That what he says on the bottom over there? V'husha asuyin k'migdalin. This halacha that it is not just three coins, one on top of each other. It's three coins set up in a specific order that the bottom coin is the widest, and then like a pyramid, what we would call. So if the bottom coin is the widest, and then you have a small, medium-sized coin, and then a small-sized coin, clearly that did not just fall out of the person's pocket. Clearly, he put it down on the ground here for some reason, and then he forgot it here. Oh, so now you could take it. Obviously, you don't want to leave it here. It's a dangerous place to leave money in the middle of wherever you are. You take it, but he can come and give a simon at this stage of what the if it's tzuras. If he could say there was this coins and they were piled up in this sort of setup, then already we know that it's a simon and it's his. Tanya Namiyakli, the Brisa. Matzah pairs mefu zorois. If you found them just spread out, harelu shaloi. Asuim kimigdalin, chayv lachis. If it's already set up like a tower, then you have to take it. That's a simen. Vielu en asuim kimigdalin, shleishimat ben zal gabze. So that's three on top of each other, and that's the taicha, one or the other, exactly like Rav Yitzchak had said. So wait a second. Hagufa kash, if you read carefully what we just read, it's a steam in Eubay. Amrit matzah ma'os mefu zorois, harelu shaloi. If it's spread out, then we said, you're allowed to keep it because no simit. Mashma. Ha mishalchafi shil chufi chayv lahachris. If they're not stacked up like a pyramid, like we talked, but they just lie down on each other, that would be mashma. That you would have to return. It's only if they're spread out, mefuzarot, then it's a problem. If it's not mefuzarot, if they're just stacked, well, like leaning on each other, mashma, that would be a simit. Then in a seifa, it says, usurin kimigdalin chayv lahachris. Only if they're stacked up in this pyramid shape, then it's a simit. Mashma. Ha mishalchafi shil chufi. I really shall lie. If they're just lying next to each other or on each other, that would not be good enough. So I'm a Tana, the way you read the price is, Kol she'ena suyin k'migdalin mefuzar iskarele. And Echami, Tana's telling you the pshat. When he said the word mefuzar, it doesn't mean mefuzar spread out all over the place. Anything which is not set up in a specific pyramid-like shape, that automatically is the same halacha as if they're spread out all over the place. They do not count as a simon, and therefore those you can keep. So when the Mishnah said, Shalosh marpeh zu'o gavzu, it meant dafka in this tzura. I'm Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina now explains that. That's only if it's three different kings on the coins. What does that mean? We'll see. But if it's one king, that's not a simon. What are we talking about? If we're talking about that all three coins you found were different shapes, sizes. One was wide, one was medium, one was small. So then, afil shemelech echad nami. What's the difference? Whose picture's on it? If you have three George Washington, it's the three Ben Gurions, it makes no difference. If one's a quarter, one's a nickel, one's a dime, that's all I care about. So my vida ain't a suyuk migdalin. If it's not piled up like a pyramid, afil shoshoy shemelech nami loy. And if you have three coins, I don't know, a shekel and a dime, which are relatively the same shape, who cares if it's different coinage? They're all the same shape. That's not enough of a simon. It could be they just fell stam, and the person didn't put them there on purpose. Eliyit mar hachitma. The way you're supposed to read Bechanin is as follows. Loishanu al shal melech echel ke'en shnei melachim. Meaning three different sizes. Vehechi domi dasuyin kemigdalim. Rava tisoy. The bottom one is the wider one. Mitzioy aluya. The medium one is on top of it. Vezute ilay. And the small one is on top of that. So then we say, mitzioy. Then it's a mitzioy. Then it's a law. Damrina anuche anichenu. Someone put it there. Avol shal melech echel. But if it's like one melech, meaning the kiadadi ninu, that it's all the same sizes, then alpha gav the min kiadadi, even if you see them piled up, harelu shaloi, because emer sumi eshrame, it could be it just by accident fell out of his pocket, he didn't put it there on purpose, ubahadi adadi nafal, and therefore the person would never think, when the person finds out eventually that his money's missing, which we say he does relatively quickly, he doesn't know where they dropped, he definitely didn't put them there on purpose, he has no particular simon to give, and therefore it does not count as a simon. So it has to be three different shaped coins, and Chanin is explaining exactly like Rabbi Yitzchak said. Even if it's the same size, if the three piled on top of each other, it's good. It's not clear from the Gemara. The Gemara is Mefarshim of 2 to 4 explaining it. Is Rabbi Yochanan arguing on what Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chanina said, which would be very difficult because there's a brisa we quoted which seems to say it? Or is there some sort of machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina in pshat and Rabbi Yitzchak? There's 2 different ways to learn exactly how what Rabbi Yochanan is doing over here, but he clearly is saying that you don't need to have three different sizes. Even the same size piled up on each other is good. Then the Gemara says, "My machris." So now, what do you announce, and like, how do you give the simit? So it's not clear from the Gemara, the Mefarshim explained this way, what this Gemara's kasha is. Is the Gemara's kasha in general when you find these coins, or is the Gemara's kasha specific on Rabbi Yochanan? Some Mefarshim say the Gemara's kasha is only in Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan said you don't need three different sizes, so you really, the pile is not such a great simon by itself, because it's not three different sizes put in a specific order. Then already, what is the simon you're giving? Is it enough to just say three coins? So says the Gemara, minyan. So you announce, the person says, I found money, and you tell him, okay, I lost three coins, I lost five coins, I lost 10 coins, and you explain the shape that you've put them down. Because remember, if you just drop them, we say they're hefker. It's only if you put them down there, and you say the number of coins. So Mayra Tlasa field train Nami. So why does the Mishnah say three? Shleishim at Beel Zog Gavzeh. You shouldn't need three. If the Iker Simon is the count, so if you say I lost two single shekels, or two quarters, and that would be a Simon. Why do you need three? Some Ravina, Tiva Machris, because the answer is you announce that you found money plural, and that monies, and that automatically the minimum is two, so you can't say two, so you have to say the minimum of three. So it comes out from this, where Rashi seems to explain, that Rashi explained earlier, that when you lose money like this, you actually have to say two simanim. You have to say how many coins there were, and you have to say the order and the shape that they were put in. You have to say both. It's not clear, is this only going in Rabbi Yochanan, and he's talking about with his three coins piled on top of each other, same shape, or is it even going on in Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chanina when they're different shapes, and why you would need to have both simanim, A, the shape that they're in the pyramid, and the coin, the number of coins in it. Again, it's a little unclear from Rashi why you need both. Some Mefarshim say because either one by itself is not enough of a simon, only if you have both together. Other Mefarshim say because even if the person tells you he lost six coins, if they were put in a certain shape, and he does not know they were in that shape, that type of pile, that's an indication itself that it wasn't his, that he was just guessing the number. Okay, so you have to say both together, and that would be enough of a simon. Boy of Yirmiyah. So Yirmiyah, of course, comes along with his questions, his detailed questions on these types of halachas. Kashir Mao. What if they're not like in a pile, but they're lined up in a circle? So if they're lined up in a circle on the ground, that also seems to be an indication someone put them there on purpose. Kishur Mao. What if they're in a straight line? Kichatsuva Mao. What if they're like in a pyramid, not a pyramid piled up, but like a triangle lying down on the ground? Or Kisula Mao. What if they're piled like one on top of each other, like steps? So one's a little offset from each one. So clearly that seems to indicate they were put down there by somebody. So Pashat Miyachad, we can Pashat one of them. Damar Rav Nachman, Damar Rav O, Kol Shi L'machnas HaKisei Menem, if you would put like a toothpick or something between them, V'Noit L'Masachas, you could pick up all the coins, Chayv Lachas. Therefore, when you have the last case, when you have the coins lined up on top of each other like steps, since if you flipped one, they would all fall over, that one for sure is considered a simon. The other ones, when they're just lying in different shapes on the ground, that we're not sure about what the halacha would be. Vayir Vashi. Vashi has another case. Ka'avne beis kulis. Now, what if the coins are lined up like avne beis kulis? What is that? Hold on, the Gemara will explain. Tashmat, desanya, matzamos mefuza rois harelu shaloi. But if you find them, ka'avne beis kulis, chayv lahakris, that is a good simon. And the Gemara explains now. Ve'elohen ka'avne beis kulis, what does that mean? Echas mikan, v'achas mikan, v'achas al gabeyem. So till now, we've been talking about a bunch of coins piled up one on top of each other like a pyramid. Now we're talking about, and then we also talked about the coins lying on the ground, but in the shape of a circle or a line or a triangle. Now we're talking about the coins themselves are lined up two on the bottom or three on the bottom, then two on top or one on top, also like a pyramid, but not all in one stack like a pyramid and based on the shape and size of the coin, but actually they're like kids make when they, you know, pile cups on top of each other, something like that. So that would also be considered a good simon. Tanan bottom. Hamoitza selabashuk. So you find the coin. V'matza chaver, and the friend says, oh, and you say, I found the coin. Says, oh, you found the coin? V'amalei shaliyu, it's my coin. How do you know? Chadashi, oh, it's a brand new coin. It's a shiny new quarter. Okay, big deal. Nirainasi, right? It had a certain king's name written on it. Shemelech Pliny, it has picture on it. So what? Loy Amar Klum, right? That's everybody, every coin, every quarter you find has George Washington on it. It doesn't matter. So they're all going to be the same. That itself is not a simon. Even if you have the person's name written on the dollar bill, he spent the money in a store. On the store owner dropped the dollar. Who knows? Just because you have a dollar written on it doesn't necessarily mean that that's any simon whatsoever. Says the Mishnah. Matzer achar, gapar achar goder. If you find something, you go into a chatzer, obviously a public area of some sort, and you find something behind the fence. So that's an indication that someone probably put it there. So now you have a problem. When you find something like that, is it better off to leave it there? because the owner is going to come back and find it, or is it better off to take it and go try to find the owner to protect it? What's better? So the Mishnah is like this. Matzachar gapar achar goder. If you find it there, then geizes b'kshram, tied up birds. Or you b'shvilin shemasadari. So if you find them on a pathway through the fields. So all these things, areza lo yigamehem. These things, as the Gemara is going to explain, don't have a simen. And if you take them, you're never going to be able to give them back to the original owner. So since they're somewhat protected, they're not fully protected, but they're somewhat protected, you're better off leaving them there, let the owner come and get it, because once you take it, you're going to have a big chesh mishpat problem, how to return it to the owner. Matza kli, but a kli has a simen, ba'ashpa, so in mechusa, if it's totally covered over, which we say is fully protected, lo yigabet. Don't touch it. Better off leaving it there, as we talked to the Gemara about when the garbage is being taken out. Better off leaving it there so the owner will come back and find it. Because if you take it, he'll come back. You won't know who found it. And you'll be in trouble. In Megula, if it's exposed and then he didn't leave it there, he dropped it there, so then Naitel Machus. And I'm talking about a Kli. A Kli has a simen on it, so you have to take it and you have to be Machus. Says about my time. Damrina and Hani Inishatsin, we assume if you put it behind the fence or behind some kind of door, someone put it there. Vishakalud, if you take it, less than right, Simon of a Gemara. The owner has no simon on it. Hilkach Lishafkinu, it's better to leave it there. Adasimirai Vishakalud, until the owner comes and takes it. So, and therefore, that only is because it has no simon on it. Vamai says, Malavi Kesha simon. Not the Kesha, a certain type of knot that he had on the birds. It should be a simon. It's talking about what just tied on their wings. So everybody ties it the same way. If everybody ties it the same way, the knot is not a simin. If the knot was a simin, then you're better off taking it. Now Tosfos speaks out that's only because it's a place that's not meshumer legamri. If it's a place that's meshumer legamri, then even with a simin, if you assume the person left it there and it's totally 100% protected, leave it there. Don't take it. So you have to know exactly when you find it, if it's something protected or not. If it's fully protected, leave it there. If it's not fully protected, then you have to determine if it has a simen, take it. If it doesn't have a simen, leave it. It says, Mavadi Makam simen. Why can't the Makam be a simen? We talk about Makam being a simen. We're talking about these birds that are jumping around. So they left Afkas, the place where you found them, the place where the person lost them, and therefore the Makam can't be a simen. If they've jumped around, so then they could have come from anywhere. If they couldn't come from anywhere, so then you don't know if it's from someone local or not, then there's no sim at all. Birds, we say, generally are hefker. Oh, now the Gemara says an important yesod. Could be these birds came from local and someone hid them there. It could be they came far away, you don't know. We now get to halacha of something that the owner might have put here, we might not have put here. We're not sure. Safek hinuach, v'amar av Abba bar Zavda marav, kol safek hinuach, lechatchila lo yitol. You should not take them. You should not take it, because it's better off to leave it. The owner will come and find it. You don't know what's going on. It has no simon on it. Better off leaving it. V'imnotal, but if you take it, lo yachsin. What does the word lo yachsin mean? Rashi says lo yachsin means, leka diyov simona. Lo yachsin means you don't give it back to anybody when they come and claim it, because there's no simon on it. Other mefarshim say lo yachsin means don't put it back where you took it. Once you took it, you're stuck with it. And you can't say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize there was no simon. I shouldn't have taken it. Let me put it back behind the wall. No, you can't do that anymore. Once you took it, you're responsible for it. How's the owner going to get it from you? It's the owner's problem. He has to find Adim, or he has to find whatever he has to find. But once you pick it up, you can't put it back. Different ways to explain what this line means. Not because Rashi argued on that. Rashi is explaining Layaksa means you have no one to give it back to in this situation. If it's in a garbage. We had a brisa, we quoted this before. Matzakli tamen ba'ashpa. If you find the kli that was hidden in the garbage, noitalu machriz, shekein derech ashpa lefanais, because the garbage men are going to come in the morning and empty the garbage. You don't want to leave it there. Leaving it there is not going to help. So you should take it. Our Mishnah said that no, matzakli ba'ashpa mechusa, you should not touch it at all. So should you take it or should you not take it? Tamar of Zvid, like Kasha. Ha bekubi v'kisi, ha besakini v'himnik. It depends what type of kli you found over there. Rashi says, kubi v'kisi is t'munu midasu v'lo yagaba. If you find a hat, you find a beged in the garbage, leave it there. But if you find sakini v'himnik, Rashi says, shein kelim kitanim, like forks or knives, then mistam, the person threw them out by accident. He didn't leave them there on purpose, and you should take them. But we just said asui lefanis. What does asui lefanis mean? According to Rav Zvid, if the garbage is going to be emptied out, what are you leaving it there for? Hold on, we'll explain what that means. But that's what Rav Zvid said, that it depends what you find there. If it looks like something that was probably hidden there, then leave it. If it looks like something that maybe the guy threw out by accident, then you should take it. because he threw it out by accident. Rav Papa, Rav Papa says different teretz. Hava bekubin kisi. It could be talking about kalim or begadim. V'leikasha kan ba'ashpar asu lepanis. Kan ba'ashpar asu eno asu lepanis. Depends. Is the garbage going to be emptied out? If the garbage is going to be emptied out, you better take it. If the garbage is not going to be emptied out, then leave it. Let the person come back and find his chayfis that he left there. So what are you talking about? Ashpar asu lepanis of any midasi. If the garbage is going to be emptied out, what? You're supposed to take it and announce it? If someone puts something in a garbage dump that he knows is going to be emptied out the next morning, then obviously he doesn't care about the chayfis and it's totally hefker and you could keep it. What does that mean? Naitel machris. Ella says the Gemara, like, and this is what we quoted from a papa yesterday. The garbage is supposed to be emptied out Monday morning, and you come Sunday afternoon and you see the iryad, the municipality, sent the garbage trucks early in the coming Sunday morning to empty them out. So now you say, wait a second, maybe the person put it there, assuming he was going to pick it up late Sunday night before the garbage people came to pick it up. And now I see the garbage men are coming. Now you better go get it. If you know they're not coming till tomorrow, so wait, maybe the guy will come get his chayfetz. But if you see they changed their schedule and they're coming early, then you better take it. And since it has a sim, you should be machris on. So fine, so Rav Papa's, the way he read the Mishnah makes sense. When the Mishnah said, since now they changed their mind and they decided to empty the garbage, you should take it so the owner doesn't lose his object. So Bishra of Papa Shekane Derek Ashpalapanis. Elev Zvid, my Shekane Derek Ashpalapanis. Rav Zvid said the difference is, are we talking about a beged which was put there on purpose, or are we talking about forks and knives which got thrown out? So what does it mean Shekane Derek Alas? Somebody, you read it wrong. Shekane Derek Ashpalapanis lo Kalim Kitanim. He wasn't talking about taking the kli because the garbage is going to be picked up at a garbage man. He meant take the kli because mistam, the person threw it out by accident. So lefanis means, wasn't referring to the garbage being picked up from the garbage, from the bin. It meant that a person threw his kli by accident into the garbage. And on that, Rav Zvid said, now that you see it there, the person lost it. Yeah? So that has a simon, and he didn't put it there on purpose. Then you should take it and give it back to the owner. Afreilichim Purim.